Happy Feliz Friday, and welcome to the Life Songs Morning Show with Josh and JoJo. It is our great pleasure to welcome to the show the new artist of the year, Jordan Feliz.
Yay!
Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, man, it's my honor to be on the phone with you guys. I'm so excited.
Well, we are so excited about the For King and Country Priceless Tour coming up next Thursday, but we've been so worried about not being able to get to see you because of your health challenges. How has your voice and your vocal cords been? Have you had to carry around like a dry erase board when somebody needed to communicate with you?
Yes, it was like that for about 2 weeks. There's this new thing on the iPhone. There's like a speak app.
So, really?
Yeah, I had like downloaded so you type it out and then it'll talk for you.
That is amazing.
So, I'm going to download that for me.
Yeah. So I did that for like 2 weeks on the road, and I got to go to my follow-up checkup appointment this last trip home last week, and it was basically, the medical term is a dilated blood vessel. So I have a dilated blood vessel on my vocal cord, but it was half the size that it was the first trip. So things are looking a lot better. We're just praying for complete healing and taking it easy, but I'm able to talk now, which is amazing, and talk outside of just the concert, because it was so hard to just like not talk the entire day and then get on stage and start singing and talking and then go back to just no talking again.
Well, we're definitely glad that we're not talking to a robot right now.
Yeah, it's good that you're on the mend.
Wouldn't that be funny?
I'm just imagining you in concert. You get up there and the band is playing, and then you just hear like a robotic voice saying, you know, "You're never too far gone."
Yeah, exactly. Except it would probably sound like Joel from For King Country, because I had it on the Australian mail setting.
Can we just say a big congratulations to you? You just won New Artist of the Year at the Dove Awards, which is super exciting. We know you and your family are very proud. What are your hopes and dreams and ambitions from here forward, now that you're the darling child, the golden child, the new artist of the year? Where do you go? Like, what's your hope for the future?
I think my hope is just to stay on the path that I'm on right now. You know, I think that it's pretty easy for our human nature to kind of want to take over when things start going well. You know, we kind of start feeling like maybe we start driving the ship a little bit. And my prayer has just been that the Lord would continue to drive it, you know, and that He would paint clear pictures for me and clarity, so that all the changes that are coming up and all the new amazing things that are going to happen, that there would just be clarity and endurance, I think, for this next season of just kind of crazy traveling. I have a wife and a 15-month-old baby girl, and there's just so many things in life that have been happening lately. That are so good, but it's also so overwhelming. I think my hope is just for my heart and my mind to continue to just trust and lean on the Lord and let Him continually guide me down this path that He's got me on, and I'm so excited and thankful to be on it.
Well, I think you're heading down the right direction. God is good all the time. Good morning. And in case you are just tuning in to the Life Songs Morning Show with Josh and JoJo, we've got Jordan Feliz with us on the phone.
Now, Jordan, can you give us the story behind your new song, Never Too Far Gone?
Yeah, Never Too Far Gone, just a massive part of my testimony. And I'm so honored that it was the second thing that went out to radio, because I just believe in it so much. And for me, you know, I don't know how everybody's life has played out, but I think it's pretty obvious that life has so many ups and so many downs. There's moments in life where you find yourself in a dark hole, or there are moments where you find yourself in the best part of what you feel like your life is. It's just about the fact that no matter where you are, that in the Lord's eyes, you are never too far gone. No matter where you are, no matter where you're going, no matter where you've been, your past is never, it never trumps what the Lord is doing in your life right now and the way He views you right now. He always has loved you. There's nothing that will ever separate you from the love of Jesus.
Now, we're going to switch gears just a little bit. Good morning. It's the Life Songs Morning Show with Josh and JoJo. With us this morning is Jordan Felice. It's so great to talk with you, but we are going to put you through the ultimate test, the Life Songs Lightning Round, and this is Jordan Felice edition.
Now, the way this game works, Jordan, it's pretty challenging. Not really. We're going to give you a series of questions. They're real simple. Most of them are just A and B type questions, and want you to answer as quickly as possible with the most honest, instinctual answer that you can give, okay?
Oh, gosh, okay.
Remember, there are no wrong answers, but everyone is judging you based on your answers.
Perfect.
That's so no pressure at all.
That's a great thing, yeah.
We'll start off simple. Beach or mountains?
Beach.
All right, text or phone call?
Phone call.
A, do you chase waterfalls, or B, do you stick to the river and lakes that you're used to?
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I'm going to say chase waterfalls.
There you go.
I like it. Good answer.
Stick shift or automatic?
Oh gosh, automatic.
All right. Favorite?
So I own a manual.
Do you? What kind?
It's a Nissan Juke.
Favorite sport?
Soccer.
You want to try again? You just want to... I'm kidding.
No.
No, here's the thing. Are you a Premier League soccer fan? Are you MLS? Like, what kind of soccer?
Well, I've played soccer for the state of California for 2 years. So it's mainly my main sport to play. I don't really watch it that much.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like MLS League, probably. I don't know. I kind of like them both. I don't really keep up with a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm an Arsenal fan, so...
No, you ought to do. You know those little cheesy, what are they, the things that you wrap around your neck when it's cold outside? What do they call those?
A cape?
No. It's like a piece of fabric.
A scarf?
You know those little soccer scarves that they all wear for soccer games? You should have Jordan Feliz soccer scarves to sell at your merch table.
Oh, gosh, there you go. That's kind of an awesome idea, actually.
I mean, I would buy that, and then your fans can swing them around during the concert. It's awesome. It's no fail.
Well, see, I'm a giant baseball fan, too, to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So we got baseball hats, but now it's soccer scarves, you know? It's you kind of get your choice. You get your pick of the litter, you know?
There you go.
You're a baseball fan, so who are you pulling for in the World Series coming up? We know the Indians are going. I'm hoping the Cubs get in.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little bit heartbroken.
Why?
Because I'm a Giants fan.
Well,
yeah.
It's okay. I'm an Orioles fan, so I live heartbroken. So it's all right.
Yeah. I'm kind of hopeful that the Cubs go.
Yeah.
I'm kind of hopeful that the Cubs take it, too.
Go Cubbies. And back to the lightning round. Sweet or savory?
Sweet.
Vinyl, cassette, or CD?
Vinyl.
Apple or Android?
Apple.
Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram?
Instagram.
Favorite food?
Oh, gosh. Gnocchi Alfredo.
Hmm.
Yum.
Finally, last one. What goofy thing do you do to make your daughter smile?
Play hide and seek.
Well, congratulations. Right. You survived the Life Songs Lightning Round.
The Lightning Round.
You survived the Life Songs Lightning Round. You should be very proud. Congratulations.
I'm so excited that I survived.
passed with flying colors.
I got out alive.
We'll put your certificate in the mail. You can frame it, hanging up in your office. It's great.
Perfect. That's going to make me feel so accomplished. I'm so excited.
Jordan, we cannot wait to see you open up the Priceless Tour Thursday on the North Shore. Thank you, Jordan Felice, for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you guys so much.
I know we kept you overtime, so we'll let you run, but thank you so much for calling.
No, man, thank you guys so much. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I'm so excited. Are you guys going to be at the show?
I will be. JoJo's going to be out of town.
I'm going to be out of town, but I literally am so bummed that I'm not going to be able to see you, but I told Josh to take lots of videos for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please. Yeah, maybe we'll take a video and we'll just say hi or whatever. And Josh, come find me. I'd love to be able to...
I will do that.
That would be so awesome. You're so sweet. Thank you.
Right in the middle of your set, if a very large blonde man starts charging the stage, it's just me. So we're good.
Perfect. Just awesome. Security first. Yeah. I don't want to see you get tackled or anything, okay?
That might make for a really entertaining moment, but...
Hey, you know what? Actually, forget that I said that.
Thank you so much. We'll be praying for you, okay?
All right, thank you guys so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye, Jordan.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Bye.